Budapest. Have you ever heard about a country where the past, the present, and the future are all alive at the same time? Have you ever heard about the nation that has managed to preserve its thoughts, traditions, and its way of life? There is a country in Central Europe that was under the occupation of various different countries, but which remains true to itself. It is Hungary. Budapest, which stands on the bank of the River Danube, is its capital. There are many wonderful European cities that stand on the banks of this river, but only Budapest is known as the Pearl of the Danube. Many people enjoy visiting this city where nothing reminds you of the busy world we live in. Budapest was formed from three towns. On the right bank of the river are Buda and Obuda with their ancient monuments. On the opposite side is Pest with its modern buildings and colourful shop windows that show fashion of various styles. These shop windows are similar to those in Paris. When I looked at the architecture of the city, I found the architects' work very exciting, how they have connected modern technologies with ancient buildings. You will find this information in any guidebook. I really loved the Hungarians. Most of all, I loved the way they could preserve parts of their history, their traditions, their folk songs and dances through the centuries without allowing themselves to be influenced. When I walked in the city, I was searching for a drugstore. I thought that this word had to be clear to everyone, something international that everyone could understand. Unfortunately, I was unsuccessful. Later, I found out that drugstores do exist in Budapest, but are called by names that are quite different from the names which I used to hear in the US of A. If you get lost, you can try asking local people to help you. They may not be able to help you. Moreover, they may just go away. This does not mean that Hungarians are not hospitable, or that they do not have to study foreign languages at schools. It may be because Hungarians have difficulty actually using a foreign language. Nevertheless, Budapest is a city that you have to visit. You will have a lot of fun spending time with your friends, drinking famous Hungarian wine and eating famous Hungarian goulash. By the way, if you decide to go into a restaurant and have dinner, don't be in a hurry to order both the first and the second courses at once. Why? Because portions in Budapest's restaurants are huge and you can overeat.